Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Put your phone away. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Besides that, who would be calling on such a beautiful morning? Everybody should be out.
And all of y'all that like to text Mike's during the show or send him emails, don't. We're doing a radio show. Wait till 9:01.
Or he could wait till 9:01 to read them.
Yeah. No, he can't. That's why they need to wait until 9 o'clock. So,
he'll be
in the middle of a sentence. If he gets a little ding on his phone, radio
favorite,
show be damned.
My favorite cell phone feature says, not now, I'm driving. And the phone or the car, if you're Bluetooth, the car will send that message out.
Mine don't do that.
Well, yeah, you
does.
Must have
every
an old
one
phone.
Of them has a setting for it.
While I'm driving and I'm texting somebody, there's a
what you you're killing
send me. Send me a message back and say, I can't. No, I'm driving right now. I can't answer.
That'll soon be worth a ticket.
Oh, it already is.
Anyway.
Yeah. The legislation that they're considering now is if there's a phone in your hand, it's a ticket.
Okay.
You cannot have a phone in your hand while driving. It's proposed legislation.
You know, how did we get to the state that we can't? I mean, I can remember back in the day if the phone rang, if I didn't feel like getting up and walking across the room to answer it, I just let it ring. I figured if it was important, they'll call back.
Well, Stu and Charlie, happy Mother's Day.
Happy.
So, what a miserable way to start your day. I've got a leak in my ceiling in my bedroom. I'm sitting there getting dressed. I'm going, what is that noise? So I got a Mother's Day leak
dilemma
in my ceiling at my place downtown in Detante Square, historic Detante Square. And I just hate today is turning out like it has because it's
you mean
this
exactly
is
the way they said it would for the last week?
Well, I mean, they never get it right.
You know what's great?
Only Dr. Bill gets
you know
it right.
What's great is now all these lazy people who can't cook for their mother, so mm-hmm. they stuff her in a Fern Bar lobby for 2 hours waiting on microwave food.
Mm-hmm.
They need to cook for their mom today. This is the busiest day of the year in the restaurant industry.
Yeah,
and if you don't have reservations for your party of five or more,
yeah,
don't go.
What if you let your mom do the cooking and you just
that's
show
not
up
Mother's
as,
Day.
Wait
that's
a minute,
not
you show Mother. Up as her present.
Well,
somehow
if you hadn't seen her in a while, a long time, but yeah, I really hate because I love. We've always loved going to Washington Square in the historic Oakley Garden District and listening to fine music. A band always plays and people bring their chairs and their little tables and their wine and cheese and whatever, and it's a great event. But
sounds very hoity-toity.
I don't
snobby,
think no
it
it's not
like
there's
fun
people
and
from
like
all
to
over
it
is fun and yeah. But it is it's not gonna happen today, I don't guess, but
yeah.
Anywho,
yeah, so what.
So we have some big announcements coming on today, and
Warner,
I know you
Warner
got
four,
some. And,
yeah, Warner
and,
4.
And we got Richie Gambino going to call in in the second segment. And
yeah, John Serta's coming on. He's going to be talking about a new product he's got Woo-hoo. Out that you need right this minute.
Oh, that.
Yeah, you need it right this minute.
Well, I'm okay. It's just my eyes. I can't.
Is that a recovery?
Yes, it is a hangover cure.
Uh-huh. I'm not hungover. I just
Mike wants it in an IV so he can wear it all the time.
Did you actually?
It will be a matching one.
Did you actually get any sleep last night?
I did. Yeah, I was sleeping hard until I had to get up to come here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I love coming here.
Okay.
My doggies got a little upset at the last little bout of weather. Even my big dog, she usually has no problem, but she started barking and I got up. She was shaking. So
I've been up since 3:30 letting my dog sleep in the chair with me, but I didn't go back to sleep. They did.
Mm. Well, anyway, I don't know. We just had
so
a good time
Bug,
last night.
Bug, the little Yorkie, never handles weather well. Mm-hmm. And my new cure is Heather bought her, we call it the Condogminium.
Mm-hmm.
It's an footrest, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's a square cube with a lid that comes off.
Yeah.
Looks great in there.
Seen them.
But there's a hole in the front, and Bug can just crawl up in it.
How about that?
And we put a little cushion in it. Well, when it gets like this, we have an interior bathroom with no windows. It's in the center of the house. She can't hear or see anything.
Mm-hmm.
We put the Condogminium in there, turn out the light, close the door. She's perfectly happy.
How about
I
that?
Like that. Yeah. I wonder if those thunder jackets help.
They do, tremendously. And, you know, the biggest thing for dogs, why you'll see them get upset even if it's not thundering and lightning,
mm-hmm.
is there is a change in the atmosphere that creates more static electricity that is imperceptible to humans.
Because
mm-hmm.
we don't
dogs
have
can pick it up.
Yeah, we don't
and
have
And what
all
those
that
jackets
hair.
Do is it negates the static electricity.
I thought mm-hmm. the fact also that it was kind of giving them a
oh, hug. Yeah. Well, that's
I've had some dogs that didn't bother them, didn't mm-hmm. bother them one bit, and then other dogs,
drives them
you
nuts.
Can't find them.
Yeah.
they try to get their big butts underneath the bed.
And, or couch.
Or couch or whatever, and hide behind something, but never bothered some of my dogs. But anyhoot.
So welcome to Pets R Us.
Well, we went to the wine and art thing in Fairhope last week.
How was that?
That was a blast right mm-hmm. there on
it
the
It wasn't
water.
Hoity-toity?
No, it's not
too
like any of your
snobbish
places where everybody's wearing a tuxedo.
I don't do that.
And, we had a fantastic time. We ran. Garrick Ogburn was there, mm-hmm. Chef Garrick Ogburn, and his wife Allison, which you know mm-hmm. she was the one that invited us. Her sister Justine,
mm-hmm.
who we work
I
with
know.
Every year at Bay mm-hmm. Bay Bites Food Truck
I know
Festival.
Their mama.
Yeah, the just a wonderful day. You would have loved Garrick's seersucker white and light blue pinstriped coat he was wearing.
I love seersucker.
He was sharp.
I do not
he
own
was,
any.
He
but
was
I
a
love
dapper
seersucker.
Gent.
A dapper
Garrick
guy.
Was. But we had a great little time. Walked out onto the pier mm-hmm. and kind of wanted to stay and hang out with the guys there at the which post is that? I've confused them. This is not
right there by Gambino's.
Yeah, it's not our. It's not a Veterans of Foreign Wars. It's the
American
Legion. Thank mm-hmm. you. I always draw a blank, but they have their own tiki bar right before you go on to the pier.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they had a smoker out there, and they was doing some barbecue, and I really want to stick around for the barbecue.
Some posts know how to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's a great place, especially since they put the tiki bar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a great place to go.
Yeah, and honestly, if you look, they're up for a Nappy Award for a venue. Nappy Awards? Did someone
I know
mention
somebody
the Nappy
else?
Awards?
I know somebody else.
Yeah. Lauren Murphy, she's and Yo Jonesy, they're up mm-hmm. for a vocalist.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
let me be the judge on that one.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hard one. So.
Yeah. And then I talked to the guys in Roman Street last week, let them know that that Charlie had never heard of them, and so we mentioned it, so he started playing their music in and out of breaks, and they were very happy and said, thank you, Charlie.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was enjoyable.
They are really talented, but Garrick and I went over and talked to one of the guys for a while. They're brothers, Charlie.
Well, I didn't realize that when I pulled up their songs on, I guess it was on YouTube, how many songs were out there.
Yeah.
Oh,
they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
Immensely talented brothers. They were really cool. Yeah, there was like, was he as cool as he looks? Oh, yeah.
So I guess would they be available like for local bookings and things
like
that?
Oh, I'm sure everybody is. If you got the money, they'll come play. I will tell you this, Charlie. A buddy of mine worked for Nashville Cartage and Sound when we moved up there, which is a company that all they do is a guy calls up and goes, hey, man, I'm playing the Ryman Auditorium tonight. Somebody needs to come get all my gear, take it there, and set it up for me.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Hmm.
But they, you know, and they set up sound system stuff like that. Jimmy Buffett's 50th or 60th birthday, he held at his place in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
His band for his birthday party was Steppenwolf.
No kidding.
Yeah. There was a lot of that in Nashville that you go, hey, man, did you hear who Garth Brooks had playing at his –
Wait a minute. The Coral Reefers weren't there?
It was his birthday party.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. What
Why
concert.
Would he play his own birthday party?
True.
Why would he work? But there was a lot of that in Nashville. It's like, did you hear who Garth Brooks had at his birthday party? Nah, who? Oh, man, he had Jimmy Page come in and just play classical guitar. you know, or stuff like that. That didn't actually happen, by the way. That's just, no, just that's an
information.
But we would hear that all the time. It's like, oh man, and somebody had Foghat play their kid's 16th birthday.
Yeah, I love Foghat.
Well,
I used to have sideburns just like them. I had sideburns, just took up the whole side of my face, just like they did.
Lamb chop.
That was so cool.
I had them in high school too.
That was when I had hair.
I'm still full from
I don't
think I'm going
to
eat for 2 days. I'm still full from last night.
Well, Mike, we got to get ready for a break.
Okay.
Yeah. We're already up on it, right, Charlie?
Yeah, and we have
10 seconds.
Phone lines waiting.
Yeah, 343-0106. But you may be find it hard to get in today. We got a lot of people calling in, don't we, Mike?
Few people.
But 343-0106. Happy Mother's Day. And when we get back, there, talk to some folks.
Yeah. Sounds like Adam.
I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Oh! Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Lunch Lady Land.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Well, I'm falling down on the job.
Right.
Where are the lineups?
Well, what's a good place to eat breakfast in downtown Mobile?
Well, when I go eat breakfast downtown, I got to go to the corner of Fat and Happy.
Yeah, that sounds like it's named after
and
us.
And I'm fat and you're happy.
Yeah.
And I'm happy when I'm fat.
Yeah.
But I ate there yesterday.
Really?
Yesterday morning, and I try to. Every now and then, you know, get in there.
I see they're up for a nappy as well.
They are up for a nappy. And you know what? He does a lot of fundraising, too.
Yes, he does.
And he had a huge, huge, I tell you, fundraiser yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's Butt Out Colon Cancer.
Yep.
And speaking of colon cancer,
yeah.
I've had a few people, friends that, that have passed away from that. I got my drink ready, because I got to go for that big old test coming up in June.
Did you get flavored?
I don't know if it's flavored. I don't care. Hey, I'm gonna drink it regardless. And I'm 61 now, I guess. And you got to go. Every man and woman has got to go when they start hitting 50.
Get that prostate checked out. Whether
get everything checked out. Get everything checked out.
So. By the way, let me tell you a little secret. If you can drink 3 liters out of the four, that's probably enough.
Well, I had two choices.
Contrast?
Huh?
You just doing a contrast? Or?
Well, they're going to put a scope down my throat.
Well, that didn't sound like
fun. And then they're going to...
Yeah.
They're going to go both ways.
Yeah.
It's not a pleasant subject to talk about it, but it is an important subject, and that's why Tony and them were doing what they did yesterday, and it started at the Harley Davidson
catch that bad stuff early and
get it now. Get it now.
Well, one upside of my 14 surgeries is that Dr. Mason was able to get up close and personal with all the parts that need checking, so I don't have to go through any of that kind of stuff.
Not right now.
But
you will again.
Well, honestly, with all the, you know, every year I have to get CT scans done to check on hernia, surgical hernia and stuff like that. So it gets checked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm missing 5 feet of the stuff that gets cancer. So.
Five foot,
yeah.
It's hard to believe, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome to Doctors or Us.
Well, we got announcements to make galore, so let's start with
Mike. While we're waiting on Richie Gambino to call in, so as soon as he calls in, we'll go to him. But let's go ahead and hear what Stu's...
I got a big announcement to make.
Big announcements.
For the first time in 2019,
mm-hmm.
that's this year, Mike.
This year.
I will be dusting off my knives and competing.
Uh-oh. Where?
I am going to be competing in the North Baldwin County Crawfish Cook-Off in Bay Minette. I had the pleasure of judging this last year.
Oh, yeah?
And it's a boiled crawfish cook-off.
So nobody does their own. You won't be throwing the knives.
No.
Oh, okay.
But this year, it is a qualifier for World Food Championships.
Yeah?
So the chefs that want to vie for that have to prepare 6 crawfish-infused dishes for the judges to sample.
Hmm.
Just six individual dishes.
And why crawfish?
Because it's a crawfish festival.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And the winner gets a gold ticket to compete in the seafood category in Dallas in November.
Woo-hoo.
And paperwork is filled out, check is written, going in the mail tomorrow. And everything works out. I'm going to have a big name sous chef at my side for this. Let's just say this person has a little bit of Florabama in them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question now. You got to come up with 6 entries?
No, it's just 6 versions of the same dish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what I was getting at
5 for the judges and 1 for pictures.
Crab cakes with that crawfish sauce on top of it, that wouldn't count then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's anything as long as it has crawfish in it. I could make spice cake as long as there's crawfish in it. It qualifies.
I can't get around. I can't get my brain around
I make
part.
Crawfish beignets. Mike's had them. At Bellacera a couple of times.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta really like
crawfish. I have nothing against crawfish. I love to cook crawfish. Mm-hmm. I had to text him the number. I forgot to give him the number. That's why he couldn't call. I didn't tell him the number. Anyway, I love to cook them. I love to eat them. I love the flavor. Mm-hmm. I just don't like to peel them.
Yeah, because you're lazy.
A lot of work for a little tiny piece of meat.
Mike is not a hunter-gatherer.
It ruins my cuticles and my quicks, my fingers.
Oh, and then when you get in there to the pedicure and the manicure, it takes longer.
They go, what your bed doing to your fingers? So anyway,
not good.
hey, we got Richie on the line. Hey, Richie.
Richie Gambino. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
You got my meatballs ready, buddy?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe where I'm at right now.
Where?
Oh, New Orleans?
I'm halfway. And I was riding down the road. I didn't have my glasses, so I couldn't read what Mike was saying to me.
So which way are you going?
At the eyeglass rack talking to you guys.
You're halfway east or halfway west?
I'm halfway to New Orleans.
Okay. All right.
Good destination. Be there next weekend. Yeah. Mike and I will be.
Oh, is it next weekend?
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Richie, Mike couldn't read what he was texting.
Yeah, that's
either.
Why I give you dates on stuff, Mike, so you can put it in your calendar. If you're not using the calendar in your phone, you don't need a smartphone.
I got you. So what's going on, Richie? I understand you got a big announcement here to make.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're the ones taking over Buck's Pizza. Everybody knows now that Buck's Pizza closed a couple Saturdays ago. And we're putting in a big varietal oyster bar.
Really?
Yeah, whereas we'll be bringing in oysters from, different ports of call. And then just keep them on a steady turnover, whatever we can get in, we'll be selling. And then we'll be doing seafood, too, in addition to that. So it's just going to be a nice big oyster bar, right there in that corner, and we're going to put the oysters, shuckers right in the windows there so people can see it.
So you're going to have varietal oysters are like notorious from different parts of the coast.
Absolutely.
Up and down the east and west coast.
Right.
I just Maryland. Can't imagine them having as good as oysters as we do.
I want to try those little ones from the Puget Sound, Richie. Can you get me some of those?
Yeah, but I talked to a lady the other day and she ate some here and she said, no, yours are better than ours.
I'll tell you, man, I developed my palate enough at one point years ago that I could taste an oyster and tell you if it came from the Atlantic, the Pacific, or the Gulf of Mexico. They are all three distinctively different. And I'll tell you, for the most part, the Pacific oysters aren't good. They're just bitter. The Atlantic oysters have a nice, sweet, salty thing, but they have a bitter finish. Only the Gulf Coast are sweet and salty with no bitterness.
Would that have something to do with the current?
It's something to do with the
Gulf
water.
Stream
the water's different.
Yeah.
What's in the water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, that cold, clean, crisp water from the North Atlantic especially is probably the cleanest ocean water there is, But this will end the argument. You know, we'll be able to tell now.
Everyone can make their own decision, can't they, Richie?
Yeah, and I think what we'll do is incorporate some kind of grading system where people can grade them so we can, like, you know, like social media have a 1 to 5 star rating of each oyster based on what the customer thinks of it. You know,
I like it.
Well, what do you think about, are you going to do clams as well? I mean, you know, some freshwater clams and stuff like that.
I don't know how popular that would be. I mean, we'll have them available. We're going to do fresh clams and mussels and different dishes.
Oh, okay.
You know, we'll have a mussel appetizer. And
let me go ahead and plant an idea in your head, Richie, for the holidays. Yes, let you and me get together and do Night of the Seven Fishes.
What?
The Night of the Seven Fishes, a traditional Italian Christmas celebration. Yeah. Seven seafood dishes in a row.
Yeah, that's good. We could bring that back.
I've been wanting to do one of those ever since I learned about them. Seven seafood dishes in a row, Mike. That includes dessert, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
we've got a great array of distributors now here on the coast because of the population explosion. I mean, there's just tons of people that are bringing in great stuff from all over the country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about the airport, too, because I think that's going to, you know, with Berkeley going the way it is, we may be able to start getting a new seafood market right there at Berkeley.
Right.
Be nice.
Yeah. And, you know, my mother worked at the Air Force base that was at Berkeley when my dad first got out of the Air Force in 54, 55, 56, right in there.
Yeah.
And she said she fell in love with tamales working at Brookley Field.
Wow.
Because planes would come in from San Antonio, and they would give them oysters and shrimp, and they would bring them tamales from San Antonio.
Wow.
And she used to talk about all the food that used to come through the airport at Brookley.
Yeah. No, big things are going to happen out there.
Yeah. It's an exciting time to be in downtown Mobile,
to be in this area.
And do you have a name yet for your new place?
Yeah, it's going to be called the Port Cider.
Oh, I like it.
You know, just like we wanted to use Port Cider, but that was already taken in New Orleans. So we just added an R on the end, like the New Yorker.
Okay.
So Port Cider would be a downtown hipster, you know, in the Port City, you know.
So when we're going to get a rooftop bar in Mobile downtown?
Oh, I heard one's coming. I can't disclose, but.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sounds
another
good.
Day. But
there's one coming.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Man. I know you love those things.
Oh, I do. Yeah, and they're popping up everywhere too.
Well, Richie, I'm very excited about this venture of yours. Do you have a target date, or is it just
hopefully in 3 months, sometime in August?
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, you know, a lot of stuff going on in August.
I mean, if you think of Mobile, what is the staple food of Mobile? You know, it's pretty much the shrimp and the oyster.
There's oyster shells all over downtown.
Yeah, everywhere.
So. We should have as many oyster places in Mobile as there is pizza places in Brooklyn. It's kind of strange that people get out of these cars, you know, for these conventions, and where's the seafood? And there's one. Well, we got Chuck's Fish now, but the last two, we got basically got two choices.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know,
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Well, you just changed
that. And as long as you're differentiating, and like you're saying, you're doing the boutique oysters, you're bringing them in from all over the place, you're doing a focus on the oyster, and with, of course, the other shellfish and the other seafood you're going to do. And, you know, with the Italian background that you have, there's some wonderful ways to prepare seafood other than just cornmeal and fat.
Oh, absolutely.
For real.
There's not a bigger seafood country than Italy and Sicily.
Oh, man. I used to do a dish... and help me with my pronunciation if I screw it up. Infornata di pesce. I'm butchering this. Simple, put down a bed of onions or fennel bulbs.
Yeah.
Roast them a little bit. Lay the fish on top of it. Olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic in the oven.
Wow.
And it is so good.
Mm.
Yeah. No, that's the basis of all.
I don't eat
all
as much
Italian
seafood.
Stuff, keep it simple.
As I should.
You know, focus on the freshness of the ingredients, quality of the ingredients.
Well, Richie, we got to go, man. Be careful, okay? Be careful going over there. It's probably clearing up already over that way, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm on the clear side of it over here.
Okay, awesome.
Bring us back a beignet.
Okay.
Poor boy.
Thank you,
Richie.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Exciting news, buddy. Yeah. Good for you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Richie Gambino from Pizzeria Delfina. We're going to break. We come back. We're going to talk to John Serta. It just keeps going.
Yeah, keeps getting better.
Mm-hmm.
to Get on the Line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy Small Batch Bacon. I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
You know, keep Billy and his Billy's wife in your prayers. And she's going through the same thing that Panini Pete's wife's been going through, battling that big C word. And that's horrible. Just hate to hear it. But still praying for them both. And I wish them both very well in speedy recovery.
Absolutely. And before we get, we got John Serta coming up next. Our buddy from Nappy Nuggets wanted us to mention that steak night, Monday, May 13th. $25 includes steak, roasted taters, sautéed veggies, and a burr. Cooked over Nappy's Nuggets, and this is going on at Serta Brewing Company.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, so let's bring John on the line. And John, you got a lot of stuff going right now, buddy.
I got a few things.
So you are the king of beverage in this city right now.
I like that.
Yeah, you've got a beverage to wake up. You've got a beverage to wake up by. You've got a beverage to put you to sleep. And now you've got a beverage to help you survive the beverage that puts you to sleep.
We should have had him come in live today.
Mike needed you to come in live today with your rebound.
Bring an IV drip.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, man. Fine.
Tell us about Repair.
Man, Repair is something I came up with about 2 years ago. About 5 years ago, I started getting terrible hangovers. And that was not acceptable since I was about to open up a brewery.
Right. It's understandable.
Yeah. So, you know, I went from, you know, drinking a few beers to only having one or two at night. And then, you know, couldn't get have any more after that. So I read an article in Men's Journal just, you know, fortuitously about a study that was done in Australia on Asian pears. And they showed that eating Asian pears or taking actually about 8 ounces of Asian pear juice before drinking has shown to mitigate the effects of a hangover by up to 33%.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's interesting. So then I went out and tried to farm Asian pears in Mobile, Alabama.
I found them on a time or two.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, it took me a while, but luckily the Fresh Market carries them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to recommend was Fresh Market. It's where I got mine.
So I found some for $3.99 a pound, so they're not cheap. Yeah. I went to Walmart, and I got a $40 juicer, and I juiced them and drank 8 ounces and went out and did a little experiment. And the next day, I was like, you know what? I don't feel as bad as I normally do.
So, not as bad as you normally do.
I still felt bad, but not as bad. And so I'm thinking, you know, this is the placebo effect, you know. So about a week later, I did it again, and it still kind of helped a lot, you know. I was like, well, there might be something to this. So then I got on the internet, and I just started doing a bunch of research on other products that have actually been scientifically shown to help alleviate the effects of a hangover. Not, you know, hair of the dog or Bloody Marys or anything like that. Toast. And there's actually a lot of research on some products that all supplements that have been shown to you know, alleviate a lot of the negative side effects of alcohol. So for the last 2 years, I've just been a guinea pig on myself in what I call clinical trials, taking, you know, a concoction of supplements, going out drinking, analyzing my hangover the next day. And I finally came up with a recipe that I was like, wow, I think I nailed it. You know, I get rid of the headache. I get rid of the not being able to sleep at night. I get rid of the nausea, the anxiety that you feel the next day.
Really?
Basically, you know, all the symptoms of a hangover. And, you know, it's not 100%. There's no such thing as 100% cure. Right. But it significantly reduces the effects of alcohol. And so since, you know, I decided to go ahead and make it a drink mix just so it's portable because, you know, I like traveling, going to New Orleans and stuff, and I wanted something that was easy to carry with me. So I made it into a drink mix, and the product is called Prepare and Repair. You take one before you start drinking, that's the Prepare, and you take one after you stop drinking, that's the Repair.
Brilliant. Yeah.
That's great. And
it's made with Asian pears. It's made with prickly pear extract. So that's really? Where the pear comes in. So everybody always says, you misspelled repair.
No. So
I didn't read that.
It's called a pun. It's called a pun.
Play on words.
Yeah. For people that aren't familiar with the Asian pear, it's wonderful. It looks like an apple. It's round. It's not the traditional pear shape. And the texture is very similar to apple. It's not quite as gritty as pear. But, Charlie, you would love it because it has this unmistakable flavor of honey. And it tastes like an apple marinated in honey.
Now, that's not the same as the Fuji pears that you get in jars.
No. Okay. This is it's my favorite pear. I love this pear.
It's probably good for your digestive system, too, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. But, John, how long is it going to be before you get that ready for market, or is it about ready to go?
I've got what's called a pre-launch campaign now. I'm doing it. Are you familiar with Indiegogo or Kickstarter?
I am. We are very familiar with all of them.
Platforms. Mm-hmm. So I'm using Indiegogo to raise some additional money and to also market it a little bit better. Manufacturing costs are, you know, for anything is pretty steep. And all my money is tied up in stainless steel right now in a brewery on Government Street. So I'm raising some additional money through an Indiegogo campaign. So right now I'm doing a pre-launch to get people aware of that Indiegogo campaign. And then that Indiegogo campaign launches in June.
Okay.
And then after that, hopefully it would have raised enough money that I can go ahead and get the product made and launched in July.
Well, I've got a celebrity spokesperson sitting right here next to me. That will be happy to do the trial and error for you.
Yeah. We're all for science.
Yeah. Now, we brought you on to talk about repair, but you've got things going on at the brewery and the coffee house. You want to talk about those really quick?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, we're doing the, we're doing the steak night this coming tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that does Happy Nuggets, Roe, you know, he's bringing in his his charcoal, his homemade charcoal. And
great guy, too.
Man, I didn't realize how hard it is to make that stuff.
I know. I watched the videos.
I mean, you think it's just burnt wood? There's a lot to charcoal.
Yeah. And, you know, Henry Ford was the one that popularized selling charcoal for barbecues because the coal was left over, I believe, from making the tires for the car.
Really?
Yeah, Henry Ford didn't waste jack squat. He took his leftover coal from the vulcanization process for tires and sold it to people to barbecue with.
Yeah. You know, well, my dad takes a coal byproduct called water granulated coal slag, and that's what he sells to the sandblasting industry.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of uses for coal. I mean,
nothing goes to waste.
From the very beginning to everything, to even as a waste product.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got to teach this newer generation that not everything is disposable.
Right. You know? I read there's a million bottles of plastic bottles made a minute in the world now.
Mm. It's insane.
That's incredible.
All right, John, well, do you have websites for all that? I've got certabrewing.com in front of me for the steak thing. You got any other websites you want to give people?
Repair Drink.
All right.
.com.
Mm-hmm. I bet Mike's going to bookmark that. He's anxious for that one.
Do you have any other social media on that?
It's got Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and it's Repair Drink for all of them. The website's not up yet, but all the social media is up.
Okay.
Hey, John, I wanted to ask a quick question. Knowing how important quality control is, do you have any positions at Certa's for volunteer tasters?
You'll have to get mine. I've got a waiting list of about 4,800 people right now.
Oh, okay. Well, we just like to, you know, like to help out when we can.
Right. But you're always welcome. I'd be more than happy to sit down with you and go through all of our beers and see what you think. Get your personal opinion on all of them.
Yeah.
And we can do that in the name of science.
That's right.
Well, John, like I told you when we were chatting this week, Mike and I both have wanted to have you on here for a couple of years. I saw the repair. I said, this is the opportunity. And don't be a stranger, buddy.
I won't. I appreciate you guys having me on there. And y'all have a great Mother's Day today.
All right, John. Thanks a lot. Man. Happy Mother's Day to you too, buddy. Let's talk about Mother's Day real quick while we got a minute.
Yeah.
There's a couple of special things going on. Red Bar, which is an espresso bar out in West Mobile, is doing a killer brunch today for Mother's Day. And I was going to recommend going to the Cheese Cottage today, but because of this ridiculous weather and they're all outdoor seating, they've had to cancel.
So I saw that.
I want to bring. There's no Mother's Day brunch at Cheese Cottage today. You'll have to get your raclette fixed somewhere else. And but our good friends over in Fairhope, the new It's All Greek to Me, are doing a Mother's Day brunch today. $29.95 for the big folks. 10 and under, $10. And it includes unlimited, listen to this, Mike, raspberry Greek sunrise mimosas.
Oh, wow.
And French press coffee. But you can go check them out on Facebook or their website. That's called It's Greek to Me. There's also, you know, Red Bar. Check them out for Mom today. Okay. Something other than a Fern Bar, Charlie. Steak, 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 do we have one beer? It's a mighty good food. It's a great day meal when I'm in the mood. Cowpokes will come from near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind. Eat steak, eat a big old steer.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsParties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
That's us.
Yeah, and she's in town.
Again?
Yeah, she's all this week she's been...
I wish she'd come by the studio one time.
Well, I think she's in Foley today, but I'm not sure. She's been all Mobile and Baldwin County with the new book, the Alabama Bites book, which has recipes in it from chefs right here in Mobile.
I'm going to write a book one day.
I've written several.
Can I share a research item?
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is a follow-up to our last guest.
To John? Okay.
Yeah. When I was a young man, I did some drinking research, a lot of it, as a matter of fact, at some time. And I had a boss that was a Scotch drinker. And to kind of go along with the flow, I sort of acquired a taste for Scotch. But I found out that if I drank Scotch and soda instead of water, I felt pretty good the next morning. And I used to tell people it was like drinking alcohol with Alka-Seltzer at the same time. And I don't know if soda has any kind of effect.
It dilutes, but you also got caffeine in the soda.
Is that? Well,
I don't know.
I don't know what
I'm not a chemist.
Do you mean club soda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you order
Scotch
and soda.
You don't mix. Scotch does not get mixed with anything. Don't come to me with Scotch cocktails. It can have one of three things. It can have Scotch in a glass. You can have Scotch and ice in a glass. Or you can have Scotch and club soda in a glass.
Well, he said soda. That kind of like...
But in bar terms, soda always means club soda.
Yeah, we used to say that Kingston Trio was
And we don't drink soda in the South. We drink Coke.
Coke.
That's right.
Sprite is a
we
Coke.
But other parts of the country, we say
we don't drink pop either.
Yeah.
But no, when my friends and I were at Southern Miss, we used to say the Kingston Trio had the Scotch and soda, and that was our fight song.
Yeah.
And we celebrated often.
Speaking of fight song.
Well, I think people out there need to know, if they're going to give Mama chocolate cake or key lime pie today, what wine goes with that, Mike?
Well, I'm saying
this. It ain't a chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake, you know, you need something dry with that because it's already a bunch of sweetness.
And red,
so,
I would
say. You're going to go with red, okay?
So rule out Merlot.
You want to go...
No. Merlot's fine.
Actually, a dry Merlot out of Washington State would be great. If I were going to... Yeah, Cabernet, Pinot Noir. The heartier, the heavier, and the drier, the better. Because, you know, cut through that sweetness. But yeah, Cabernet Merlot, a Merlot. I like Merlots from Washington State right now, making great Merlot, and of course Pinot Noir or Bordeaux.
And now Bordeaux's, I gave you a softball with that because chocolate and red wine are naturals together.
Absolutely.
The one I'm really interested in is the key lime pie.
I know it's kind of sweet, but it is it's a tart, tangy sweet.
A key lime pie should not be sweet. It should be sour. It should make you pucker.
Right.
And if it you know, with the sweetness there to balance it out. Well, but when I get them and they're not sour, don't call it key lime.
You know what I'm gonna put it? You know what I'm gonna put with it?
I am. This is what I'm anxious for.
Either a Gewürztraminer,
I was,
or a dry Riesling.
Now, both of those dry Riesling are gonna be
sweet on the front of the palate, but on the finish, it's gonna fall off the back of your tongue or palate. And you're not going to taste anymore. All the flavor is right up front because it's a little spicy. Gewürztraminers and dry Rieslings are going to have a little bit of spice up front and tanginess themselves, but they're dry on the finish, and it leaves you lingering for another bite.
Right.
Another bite.
And
so.
Like I said, the chocolate and red wine is a softball, but the key lime was a tricky one.
Easy for me.
That's because you're the man with the plan.
And you don't want the wine flavor to linger.
Yeah.
Well,
I figured you would go white simply because of the citrus.
You don't want to really hide the flavor of the key lime. I love key lime.
I do too.
But hey, we got John from Fish River,
and he called in early.
Early enough, we can have a conversation. Morning, John. Happy Mother's Day. Are you having a mother of a day?
It's my day, yeah. But anyway.
Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. If you guys complain about these hangovers, best thing I can tell you is don't drink so much.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, the simple cure is drink water. Always something good to have because alcohol dehydrates you.
It absolutely does.
And that is all a hangover is dehydration. If you drink some Gatorade, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, John, from years in the service industry, and I would have drunk servers come in for morning shift with that whole hangover thing going
on. Imagine that.
And you tell them, just drink some water. Nah, I hate water. I'll drink a Coke. Well, a Coke's not going to help.
No,
that doesn't fix thirst. Drink water, drink Gatorade, drink Powerade, and you'll recover. Drink anything else. Don't drink coffee at all.
Yeah.
Stay away from coffee if you're hungover. It's only going to make it 10
times worse. So what's going on down in your end of the world,
John? In the Fish River
community. Well, one thing, we can't hear you, your callers. Somehow or another, something didn't get hooked up. So
we got a new cord today. Were you able to hear today? We got a brand new cord.
No. Uh-uh.
I don't know why not. That's weird. We're hearing
that. That is weird, huh?
The camera's plugged into the same place as our headphones.
Yeah, it should be catching everything we're doing.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out.
That's wasted money
Where can I get some shrimp and grits over here in Fairhope, or do I have to go to the Gulf, Orange Beach?
Man, I don't know. I don't ever order that stuff. It's cliche. It's not a Gulf Coast dish. We shouldn't be serving it in Gulf Coast restaurants. If you want shrimp and grits, go to South Carolina. In Alabama, we eat fish and grits.
And Bob's Downtown Diner. Bob's Downtown Diner has fish and grits.
Yeah, I I'm just picking there, John. I know it's a very popular dish, but I don't ever order shrimp and grits. It's not interesting.
I saw some cattlemen eating fish and grits yesterday at Bob's.
Yeah. It's just, unless someone pays me to make shrimp and grits, I don't ever pay any attention to it. So I have no idea that's a good one.
Well, now, down there, Billy Hyland was awarded the best shrimp and grits on the Gulf or something some time ago.
I could see that. That man can cook.
He was awarded that honor.
Wes True made the best shrimp and grits I've ever had, and every one that I've had since then, I'm just like, this is good, but it's not Wesley True. Except Carl Tillett came very close.
Yeah.
But Wes True made the best shrimp and grits I've ever had, and it was Asiago Polenta, which he calls city grits.
Yeah.
And it was New Orleans barbecue style shrimp over the top of it.
Oh, wow.
I don't like the ones that are cream and tomato.
I competed in a gumbo competition, and I barbecued my shrimp before I put them in. Slightly before I put them in.
New Orleans barbecue shrimp
didn't even get noticed.
New Orleans barbecue shrimp is not barbecued. There's no smoke, no fire, no barbecue.
I put them on the grill. I grilled my shrimp before I put them in. And I didn't even place anywhere. And the guy next to me who borrowed all my spices and everything, he won. Because he put crawfish in his gumbo.
Because crawfish belongs in gumbo.
Yes, it does. Yes, it can.
And it irritates me when these people in Louisiana go, you shouldn't put sausage in there if there's seafood in it. Yes, you should, because shellfish and pork are a natural pairing, and they must go together.
Yeah, I can see that.
But they kill me with these rules on gumbo. There's one rule to gumbo. It's got to have okra. Everything else is open.
I learned that the hard way, didn't I?
Uh-huh. Well, you made, you went down there and made Kubion and tried to pass it off as gumbo.
Yeah, well. Well, John, we got to go, man. It's good hearing from you.
Rubble on and Baba Ganoush.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you a, I'm gonna give you a call this week. We need to have lunch.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bah. Well, I guess we're back to using headphones.
All right, folks, phone. Get out there and vote for Sip and Chew Best DJ Team. Can you
that's us.
DJ.
Yeah. What? Donut jockeys.
I'll take it.
Mike, we'll that's what it. We are.
We are donut jockeys, aren't we?
No. A DJ means a radio host, dude.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. That's what a radio
support
host
local,
is
be local, buy local. Thank you for our sponsors.
Yes. And it's rain's going to eat.
Get you some Bob's Diner now.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, y'all.
Happy Mother's Day. Wine's for you to drink wine, Mama. Wine's for you to drink wine, Mama.